You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. In a few minutes, how to build a home without putting out so much climate gas. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, a judge has rendered null and void the Tesla CEO's $56 billion pay package. The judge in Delaware, where Tesla is incorporated, suggested the board and its compensation committee were too cozy with Elon Musk, and the board has failed in its duty to safeguard the interests of shareholders who are, should be said, partial owners of the company. Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, is an expert on corporate governance. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Who took this to court in the first place?
It was a shareholder in Tesla who thought that shareholders were damaged by this allegedly huge pay package to Elon.
Now, the judge issued a stern reminder that boards of directors are supposed to be a check on the CEO in a public company like Tesla. The CEO isn't emperor necessarily, but that's now how it's set up at a lot of companies.
Yeah, it's a good reminder because in a lot of companies, the directors are only quasi-independent. In this case, Musk took it to new heights. The judge found that he really, really, really controlled the board.
Mm. And Musk seems mad at the state of Delaware here. He started an unscientific poll online asking if he should move Tesla's incorporation to Texas instead. But this Delaware Chancery Court, as it's called, is, I don't know, it's not known as a nest of anti-corporate burn-down capitalism activists.
You know, I bet if I did an informal poll of CEOs, 99 out of 98 of them would say, we love Delaware. Delaware is very pro-management. It's more pro-management, and it's more expert in corporate law than any other state. That's why it's such a big business. It's actually an industry in Delaware to have corporations incorporate there.
All right, and Musk can appeal this, but that could take a while. Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thanks.
My pleasure, David.
Tesla stock is down 1.4% now. In early trading, the NASDAQ index, with so many tech companies, is down a lot, 1.2%. Here's analyst Susan Schmidt with an explanation that goes beyond Tesla.
Well, investors, as usual, got a little overexcited. So AI, big topic for the market, but investors think that there's an immediate return there. And these big tech companies are showing you that there's not. There's a time before that artificial intelligence can really develop, and you'll see those returns. Investors are surprised by that.
Labor market looked a little weak when the data came out from the private sector payroll service, ADP. I guess the big report that we're closely watching doesn't come for two more days.
Today's private data isn't looked at as the be-all, end-all of labor market data. Government data comes out on Friday. Today's data, 100,000-some jobs added versus 160,000 expected. That's nice. It's less. The market wants to see labor data soften so that the Fed knows that inflation is going away. But wait until Friday. That's when the real data comes out and investors will react.
Susan Schmidt, she's head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A judge has struck down Elon Musk's compensation package at Tesla, valued at nearly $56 billion. The judge in Delaware, where Tesla is incorporated, called the amount unfathomable and said Tesla's board failed to meet its responsibilities to shareholders. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
David, this ruling stems from a lawsuit brought by a shareholder over Elon Musk's compensation deal with Tesla struck back in 2018. It is a record amount, $56 billion in the form of stock options. In the ruling, the judge at Delaware Chancery Court essentially said that the Tesla board and the people negotiating on the company's behalf failed to exercise enough independence to act in the best interests of shareholders. Now, this is particularly relevant because of where this ruling takes place, as Eric Gordon, professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, pointed out to us this morning.
The Chancery Court in Delaware is a specialized court. It specializes in corporate cases. So if you have a corporate law case, you go to this court full of judges who are very well versed, very well experienced in just these cases. So you don't get in front of a judge whose background is divorce law.
And Mr. Musk is complaining about the state of Delaware?
You'd be surprised to find out he is. His response came on Twitter. Or X, he put out several posts, the first saying, never incorporate your company in the state of Delaware. He also put out a poll asking whether he should change Tesla's incorporation to Texas. The judge's ruling can be appealed, David, but that would take some time. In the meantime, the ruling could affect Musk's future compensation. He has been asking for a bigger ownership stake in Tesla.
All right. Many firms incorporate in Delaware. The Chancery Court is dedicated to legal matters. 60% of the Fortune 500 have their legal homes in that one tiny state. The Fed chief will hold forth on the state of the economy about 6 hours from now, while likely leaving interest rates unchanged. On the periodic table, right there, number three, lithium. You got a lithium-ion battery in that device in your pocket right now, I dare say. Yet prices for lithium are in free fall, down more than 80% in the last year. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
Prices for lithium are known for being sensitive even to relatively small changes in supply and demand. But the current slide has prompted lithium producers to cut costs. The world's largest, Charlotte, North Carolina-based Albemarle, is laying off more than 300 employees, about 4% of its workforce, according to the online publication The Information. Reuters correspondent Ernest Scheider, author of the new book The War Below, says going into this year, there was a rational exuberance around electrification.
What we've seen is a bit of a cooling. The penetration rate for electric vehicles, you know, if you'll forgive the pun, was going maybe 80 miles an hour, and now it's maybe going 55 or 60 miles an hour.
That slowdown in EV demand, especially in China, could keep lithium prices lower in the short term. Longer term, though, Benchmark Mineral Intelligence expects EV production will only accelerate, meaning there will be plenty of lithium buyers over the next half decade. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Constructing new buildings produces an enormous amount of climate-altering carbon dioxide, not just powering the activity of construction, but it's the materials used. Our partners at the BBC have sent a reporter to Copenhagen to see more sustainable designs. Here's reporter Adrian Murray.
Hidden among railway sidings in central Copenhagen stands a cluster of prototype houses and pavilions belonging to a project called Living Places.
So here you're on the second floor. You have wood panels, wood flooring.
Sinus Lunger, a founding partner at Effect Architects, shows me around a three-bedroom home. the carbon footprint has been slashed to just a third of the average Danish house.
If we had built this out of concrete, bricks or steel, you would have huge emissions in the construction.
Lone Pfeiffer, the director of sustainable building at window company Velux, says this shows we can build more sustainably now without waiting for new technologies to come along.
What we have arrived at is the ultra-low CO2 footprint, which is achieved with materials that are all available today.
Estimates suggest around 37% of CO2 emissions worldwide stem from construction. That arises from using materials like steel and cement, as well as the energy needed for heating and AC.
In an effort to reduce their climate impact, many new constructions are now turning back the clock and embracing an age-old material, wood.
So-called plyscrapers or timber tower blocks are rising up in Scandinavia and beyond. Once finished, this new waterfront office block will be Copenhagen's largest timber structure. Compared to building with concrete, it's around 10 to 15% more costly. But there are other advantages, says Mikkel Eskilsen, an associate design director at Henning Larsen Architects.
You can see here the scale of the columns and the beams. You just lift them in place. Your construction can go up super, super fast.
He says cutting back on concrete could have a big impact on global emissions.
8% comes alone from concrete. Globally, we are constructing what equals to 2 times Manhattan per month in terms of square meters. So we need to adapt, and we need to adapt fast.
Architects are now rethinking how we design the buildings of the future. And that could go a long way to tackling the industry's climate impact. In Copenhagen, I'm the BBC's Adrienne Murray for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.